Time to talk about real estate. Are you buying or selling? What's the climate like here for 2023 and into 2024? We've got someone who can help us. He is coming to us live from the Realtors Leadership Summit in Chicago. Troy Green, Director of Media Communications for the National Association of Realtors. Troy, good morning. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Great. Before we get into sort of the climate and real estate, what happens at a real estate summit? What's going on there in Chicago?
Well, this meeting convenes all of the incoming leaders for the upcoming year, upcoming administration. So the leaders are here in Chicago getting prepared for 2024. They're going to be listening to the incoming president. Her name is Tracy Castle, listening to her vision, things that she would like to accomplish on behalf of the association during her administration. So we have leaders, committee leaders, all in town to talk about, again, the president's vision for the association, what needs to be done in 2024. And it's a professional development opportunity where these leaders are able to develop their skills, which will help them in their roles in 2024.
Right. Helping us, the consumer, the house buyer, the one who's looking for their dream home or maybe their first home. What do we see as the trends as we close out sort of 2023? Where are we this year? How has this year treated the real estate community?
Great question. Now, while mortgage rates are significantly higher than they were a year ago, they're still considered historically low and have remained steady in between 6% and 7% for the 30-year fix most of this year. And the national median home price in June, which is the most recent data available, was slightly less than the record high of nearly $414,000, which was set in June of last year. Existing home sales dropped about 3% in June, but despite this decline in sales, home prices have held firm in most parts of the country. Sales in the second half of the year could be better if we continue to see jobs added to the economy, but more importantly, if mortgage rates decline. Housing inventory, though, that has been the story during the pandemic and coming out of the pandemic. There's just not enough homes on the market. And this limited supply is still leading to multiple offer situations, with one-third of homes being sold above the list price in June. Now, looking ahead to 2024, we expect existing home sales to increase by about 15%.
Troy, when you look at the current modern-day prices, are these prices for homes the new norm?
What we're seeing right now is that prices have held firm throughout much of the country. In fact, in the Midwest, in our most recent second quarter metro home prices report, we've seen prices in the Midwest actually increase. There's some areas like in Green Bay, they're looking at double-digit increases because in the Midwest, the homes have been more affordable during the pandemic. Now, while we saw an increase in the Midwest during the pandemic, it wasn't as much of a skyrocket effect like we saw in places like California and Boise and Austin and some places down south. And some of those places are actually seeing some price decline. So I think because of this extremely tight inventory situation that prices for many parts of the country are really going to be sustained where they are right now.
A lot of this has to do, as they say, with real estate, location, 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 right? So if you can find things in an area where you feel it's more affordable, you have to kind of work out whether it's a place that you want to live at and actually can, you know, work, because obviously that's usually a tie-in for that. Though these days, the way people are working, sometimes you don't have to live where you work, you know what I mean? Let's talk a little bit about, I guess, for someone who's purchasing her first home, what kind of steps should they look at this time, and is it a good time for them? And I guess, what determines that?
I think the most important thing, if you are in the market to purchase a home, you will want to seek out an agent who is a realtor. And that agent will guide you through the home search process with an unbiased eye, and they'll help you meet your buying objectives while, and this is very important, staying within your budget. And if you find a home you love, be ready to move fast. Because of the very tight housing inventory situation, You don't want to wait for interest rates to drop to buy your dream home. If it's in a location that you like, it's a home that you want, and you can afford it, you're going to want to jump on it pretty quickly. And also consider this. Finding a home is just one part of the process. An agent who is a realtor can assist with so many aspects beyond the home search or sale, like scheduling inspections, pricing recommendations for offers and listings, and they're skilled negotiators. So one other thing to keep in mind, homeownership continues to be a catalyst for Americans to build generational wealth. Over the past decade, the median price home in the U.S. gained nearly $200,000 in value, making the typical homeowner 40 times wealthier than if they had not purchased a home or remained a renter. So an agent who is a realtor can help you achieve the dream of home ownership and create long-term wealth and financial stability for your family.
Sometimes people think they're closed out of the housing market. There's maybe some people that it's not able to afford it. Any tips for them on how they can maybe plan to purchase a home in the future?
Yeah, so the first thing is you want to make sure that you have your financial house in order. So that means making sure that you have good credit, making sure that you have enough money saved for a down payment. Now, a lot of people may think, oh, I need 20% for a down payment. That's not correct. You can find different financing options where you may only need 3% for a down payment. But I think another thing that people who may be on the fence about getting in the market, you may have to be creative. So that may mean instead of purchasing a home in downtown Cleveland or one of the close suburbs, you may have to go out a little bit farther to find something that is within your price range. You may, if you really want to purchase a home, you may have to find a home that may require a little work and become a fixer-upper type of situation. So you want to have to get creative because, again, the competition is fierce out there right now with people really interested in buying a home. But, again, it's because of the low inventory that it's, for some people it's hard to find the property that they really want.
Guest this morning is Troy Green, Director of Media Communications, National Association of Realtors, calling us this morning from Chicago, where the Realtors Leadership Summit is taking place. People want to get some details of what we talked about today, maybe find a realtor. Where's a good place for you to go to get some information on this?
So to learn more about the benefits of working with an agent who is a realtor or even finding an agent who is a realtor, we advise everyone to please visit realtor.com.
Simple enough, realtor.com. Troy, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Again, Troy Green, Director of Media Communications, National Association of Realtors. Or sometimes people will say Realtor, right?